Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now you're gone and only.
Hey, welcome to Friday night. Daytime After Dark. I am so excited. Tonight we will have Tom Benson on, and we will be talking about his book Forgiving Troy with anyone out there that has not read this book. Go buy it, you know, go buy it, go to the library, go on Amazon. It's on Amazon. So, you know, it's one of the best books I've ever read. So let's bring on Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Carly. Hey. Nice to hear your voice, and thanks for the nice things you're saying about Forgiving Troy.
Oh, you're welcome. Like I was saying in the intro, it was one of the best books I have read in a long time, and I read it over the 1st of July weekend, and you know, I was in my hotel room, and I was supposed to go do 1st of July things, and my mom had to pull me away from the book. She had to take the book out of my hand because I got so into the book. It was just so gripping. And
yeah, it's a real page-turner because it's, you know, it's a true story. And the first half of the book, I really set up what happens. So I go, you know, way back to my birth, my parents meeting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, my mom eventually having her fourth child, which is Troy, who grew up to kill her when he was 19. So the first half of the book pretty much sets that up. And then he kills
her.
It really
does set it up. And this, I mean, you need to write 1,000 books, Tom, because you are a really good writer.
Thank you.
I just, you know, my first question is, and number one, I'm really sorry about your mom. I mean, I know it happened so long ago. And
30 years ago, yes.
Wow. The question I had was, I fell through out of the book when Troy was going through all his stuff. I felt like, wait a moment, the mental health people, you know, your mom tried to get all this help for him, and it felt like no one was really waking up and listening, you know, to her that well. And I just thought, you know, even though that was 30 years ago, and even now we are dealing with the whole mental health, you know, stuff, I just
felt like the mental health
really led Troy and your mom down, because, you know, they should have done more than they did. And maybe I'm off on that one, or I'm wrong on that one. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, mental health is something very vague. I talk about in the book how Mom didn't know what was bothering Troy. He was starting to act up and be violent from the time he was 15 to the time he was 19 when he killed her. But, you know, we didn't necessarily know if he was schizophrenic. In fact, she sought help through the years for like 40 different doctors' opinions, and almost all of them said, no, he's not schizophrenic. And I didn't think he was schizophrenic. He had a book about schizophrenics under his bed that Mom found, and she didn't know if he was learning how to fake the symptoms or if he really was schizophrenic and trying to research himself. So mental health is very vague. Schizophrenic is very vague. They didn't get him off for insanity at all. They held him totally accountable, which I'm glad they did. And 5 years later, when I finally went back to prison and finally forgave him, he was definitely schizophrenic at that point. By then, he was a boy that killed his mother, and he was spending almost 24 hours a day in his prison cell looking up at the ceiling. So he was schizophrenic for sure then, and he's schizophrenic now.
And, yeah, as you read the book, everyone, you know, as you read the book, you just get the sense that, you know, like, you know, you don't know where this is going, but, you know, it's not going to be good. But I wonder how long it really took you to really forgive your brother, because, number one, I thought it was really great, not great of you, but I don't think I could be so forgiving. It probably would take me my whole life to forgive someone for something like that. But how did you come to the point that you had to forgive Troy for, you know, what he did?
Well, ultimately, I've always believed in life after death. And the way I got back to Troy's prison was my mother, through a spirit message, contacted my ex, who gave me a message that somebody needed to see Troy in prison. He was dying. 5 years after he killed Mom, her spirit told him, you know, Tom, you got to go and you got to help him. And I did it for her because I felt I owed her that. And I was scared. As I talk about in the book, I was scared he was going to kill me, because when I showed up in the prison, there was not dividing glass like you see in the movies. I had to sit right next to him, and he was a black belt that threatened to kill me. But when I showed up, I saw him very like a babbling Charles Manson schizophrenic who was harmless, really. He was just pitiful. And because Mom sent me there, I was able to get Troy on medication, which they would only grant to a family member. And so because I asked and I was his family, they gave him that, which brought him some lucidity, which calmed the hallucinations and the voices. And he started to piece together his past with my help. And that's where the book gets so beautiful towards the end, is because, you know, we rebuilt whatever was left. So you ask me, you know, how could I forgive him? Well, what's the point of being mad at him? You know, Mom didn't want me to be mad at him. What's the point? You know, so there was only a point.
I totally agree with you. And what really shocked me in the book was not only you had to walk through you know, losing your mom and then your brother ends up in jail for killing your mom, but you also, throughout the book, you end up losing your other brother, Greg, to suicide. And why was that? That was, like, one thing that really shocked me. Like, I didn't see that one, you know, coming at all. I'm like, oh my gosh, I had to read that 3 times, like, am I really reading that right? And I just, you know, I feel bad for you again, because here you are, you have to, you know, deal with another, you know, really big loss. But what you say in the book, that you went back in the family history, and what you found, that there were mental illness in your family that you really didn't know about before, correct?
Yeah, Craig killed himself. But, you know, again, mental illness, that's such a vague thing. So we really can't define that. In my brother's case, he had so much to live for. He did not like his life. He was very depressed. He didn't. His marriage wasn't working out. His career wasn't working out. You know, he felt worthless. And yeah, there were so many other things he could have done, but he took his life. So you know, again, because I believed in life after death, I just had to get to a point where, look, it's not my fault. I felt a little guilty because, you know, when anybody kills themselves in your family, you think, oh, my God, I should have been there. But, you know, it's his life. He did what – he lived his life the way he wanted, and it's a big loss. You know, we still can't piece together everything.
You know, that's what I really took away from that also is, you know, when you went to see your dad, also I thought it was a very poignant part of the book when you went to talk to your dad about growing up and how was it really growing up. And you know, I just thought that conversation you had with your dad about when you were growing up and everything was a very good, you know, point in the book. So I feel like you and your dad and your sister maybe, you know, really started having the conversation, and I just thought between you and your dad needed that conversation, and you found out more about your mom. And everything. So how was that for you, having that conversation with your dad when you had it? Because, you know, that was one of the most beautiful parts of the book, I thought.
I think you're alluding to the passages where Dad, well, we were raised with Mom. Mom was mad when Dad left. So we always took her side and thought that, you know, Dad was bad and Mom was perfect. And I think you're saying that there was a time after she died that my dad was saying, you know, she was a possessive, jealous monster. And, you know, of course, you know, if she was that way to him, maybe, but I never felt that way like she was to us. Although, you know, now that I'm mentioning that, there is a statistic in the book where I say 70% of boys that kill their mother do it in the kitchen or the bathroom, and there usually is a dynamic of a possessive mother. So Mom certainly was possessive, but, you know, you don't kill somebody because they're possessive. A lot of mothers are possessive.
You know, for me, you know, I can see that. And also the book, for everyone that doesn't know, you did a great job on the artwork. And, I mean, your artwork, number one, is terrific. But I really like the cover of the book. I thought it was very beautifully done, and I thought that, you know, your artwork really, really, you know, really showed up well in the book also. And my other question is, you know, when all of this was happening, you were still on YNR. And so how was it for you to deal with all of that, and then you still had to go to work?
Well, I had a three-year contract, and I left in 1989, the Young and the Restless, in May of 1989. My character, Philip Chancellor III, died. My brother killed my mother a couple months later, so I wasn't on the soap opera when that happened. And
okay.
And then 20 years later, I came back to the soap in 2009, 10 years ago, I came back. my character was brought back from the dead for a couple of years. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, even today, I think there's so much more talk that people should do about mental illness and mental health, and I just feel like your book maybe is the book that people really need to read if they are struggling in families, and, you know, it's like a good book, you know, to read, and, you know, there's information in the back. And also, you know, like I said, you know, I would love for you to, you know, come out with another book, because I feel like, you know, you writing and painting, you know, that book for me, you know, it's like, it was coming alive. Like, you know, like I said, I couldn't put this book down, and usually I could put a book down, but that new book, I just couldn't, you know, put down. And I told my mom, I'm like, I'm interviewing Tom about this, and she's the big Ryan R. fan, and, you know, she, you know, totally remembered you back in the day, and she just, you know, she read it. I made her read it after me, and she's like, oh, my gosh, wow. And I'm like, yeah. And so now do you still keep in contact with Troy? Do you still go see him? Oh,
in the book,
what's the
status
of that?
In the book, I talk about, sure, I'll just put a little summary there. I was 8 years older than Troy growing up, and I left the house about 17, 18. So, you know, I didn't know Troy that well. We didn't bond that much. But I had him move in with me in California when I was on the soap opera, and got him a job as a security guard at CBS, but he didn't show up because he was paranoid, apparently. And then later he went back to, when I kicked him out because he wasn't following my rules, he went back and he killed Mom a little while after that. So then 5 years later, I get the message from Mom to go to Troy's prison, and I rediscover him, and we really build up this incredible, beautiful relationship. Here's the big brother he needs, and here's the little brother I never had. And, you know, so many emotional high points, so beautiful. You know, and then I did see Troy like every 6 months or every year for about 10 or 15 years, maybe 20 years. I haven't seen him in 10 years. I haven't had the money to go visit him. And he hasn't reached out to me. I do still email him. Or no, I can't email him. I send him letters, and he's got my phone number he can call. But, you know, he's got a small world. And I don't know now if I were to show up, if it would bother him because it would bring up so much emotion he's not used to dealing with, or if he would like that. You know, I don't know, because I'm not there to get to figure out where he's coming from. I do talk to his counselor occasionally, and she says he's doing fine.
Well, I just, like I said, you know, I want everyone to read this book, because I think, you know, this book should be on the, even though you did it years ago, I think it should be on the best time show, because it's one of the, you know, really good books. And I'm going to bring on some callers. They might ask you about the book. About Ryan Al. Maggie and David are here. Yay, Maggie's here. And yeah, let me bring on Maggie. Hey, Maggie.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Tom. Hi, Charlie. Yeah. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Nice to hear you.
Very good. Good to hear from you. Your artwork is beautiful. When you put it
thank
on
you.
Facebook,
yeah,
oh my God, it's
you.
Beautiful.
Cool.
You're welcome, because you're an actor and you're really artistic, and your book, I think, will help people understand that maybe if they're going through that, they're not alone. by opening up.
Sure.
That's what I get out of it, because that's all we should do in life, share stuff and try to help.
Sure, and if we can be so honest, and we can share some really ugly stuff about ourselves and our family, that helps other people, you know?
Doesn't it?
And I'm fine doing that, yeah.
Yeah, because...
Thank you.
Because it's such a learning experience. Well, we know you from the soap. I know my fellow chancellor.
Right.
Grow up in that. But any chance you come back?
Sure. If they ask me, I would go back, but they have not asked me. But sure, I'm willing.
Yeah. Maybe I should catch up with you on there, because how's chance? Oh, you don't know. Your son.
How's what?
How's your son
how's
chance?
What?
Your son, Chance. Philip Chancellor, the third, they call it.
John
Driscoll
is a wonderful actor who plays Chance, my son. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. He's such an optimistic, he's such like an honest, he's like, he's a soldier, but in the most beautiful way you'd want a soldier. You know, he's a beautiful man.
Beautiful man, God bless him.
Really good intentions.
Because, what's your name? Well, your wife, not your wife anymore, Nina, I think?
Yeah, Nina, yeah, Trisha Cast. Trisha Cast is a very talented actress, and she lives in Tennessee at this point, and and flies back occasionally to Hollywood when they need her for the soap. But yeah, she's very happy with her musician husband in Tennessee, and you're doing great.
Good, very good. I always like good news, because you guys, I believe, worked so hard on the soaps. I mean, you put so much emotion in your scenes, and it's great to know that maybe you get a little bit of time to relax.
Yeah, well, that's fun to get the emotional scenes. That's the fun stuff.
Yeah. The stuff we gravitate to. It's just beautiful, and... But please continue on your artwork, and I would love seeing it more so on Facebook, like you do.
Well, thanks so much. I paint portraits for people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They can reach me on Facebook, and I share them all the time. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm enjoying them.
Cool.
Keep doing it. Okay, yeah, I'm enjoying it. Wow.
All right.
Well, thank you very much for coming on tonight. I
really
appreciate it.
Pleasure to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will put you on homemaking.
Yeah.
And David, you're on.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Good, David. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How can I get your book? How can I get your book? Never read it yet. How can I get your book?
Okay.
How can I get your book?
I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
I said, how can I get your book or your book?
Oh, how can you get it? Oh, yeah, people can go to my website, tombeards.com, and that gives you all the options there. Tombeards.com. Or, research for Giving Troy, and that'll show up on Amazon and stuff. But all the links are at my website.
Okay, definitely, I'll check out. I got a question. What was Jenny Cooper like? What to work with Captain Chancellor? What was she like?
She's great. She was so much fun, ballsy, humorous, down to earth. Everybody loved her. I really respected her so much because she had been so successful for so many years, and few people in Hollywood have done that and attained that. So, I really, really admired her for that. But in context of this interview about forgiving Troy, after Troy killed Mom and the police called me, I got out of the house. My lover and I got out of my house, and one of the first places we went was Jeannie Cooper's house. So we sat there with her for a few hours trying to figure things out.
She missed her. Yeah. Also, I watched on Highway. I saw an episode of Highway to Heaven again with you in it. It was great.
Thanks, man. Yeah, Highway to Heaven was one of my first jobs. Thank you.
Yeah. Great show.
With Michael Landon, nice guy.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on again.
Sure, David. Nice talking to you. You guys have a good night.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Carly.
Okay, my closing question is, please let us know if, you know, you get any more artwork done and you want to talk about your art, because your art is very beautiful. And I just want to say, from a views standpoint, for Y&R, you sort of came back. They sort of called you when Catherine died, because I will never understand how Devon got all the money and you got basically left out of your grandmother's will, basically. So I really think, and there's a fight going to go on with that, I would, but if you ever do want to go back, we will treat like crazy to get you back on, because you are so totally missed on Y&R. I mean, I would love to see you back. I would love to see you and Nina back, you know, together. Cricket. But Cricket's married to Paul now, so that may not work. Oh, but you could come between them. That could work. But, you know, I was just thinking storyline-wise. But thank you so much for coming on and talking about your book, and we cannot wait to have you back again.
Great. All right. A pleasure talking to you, Carly. Thanks for reading my book, and thanks for getting your mom to read it, too. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Guys, have a good night.
Have a great night.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hi.
Both of you on now?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
David,
Hi. Yeah,
I'm
here.
Okay.
Are you all boarded up down there?
You know, he wanted, he wanted, you know, you know, half an hour, 20 minutes interview, so. And I was trying to cram all the questions in, and I hope I get a really good interview asking the questions, you know, especially about the book. You know, I hope I did a really good job, and it's a really good book you guys should read. Both of you to read. So yes, and we have some programming notes for next week. I am so excited. My Wally is gonna be here. On Thursday,
be part of it.
What?
If I could be part of it, we'll see.
No, Wally is on Thursday.
Yeah, but we know we got the storm coming
in
Florida,
is on Thursday.
So. Yeah, but we know we got the storm. I don't know how long it's going to last.
Yeah. Well, I hope and pray it's safe down there, because they're really taking precautions,
yeah.
So hopefully, you know,
well, yeah, and
nobody.
See, my power might go out.
Wally will be here on Thursday at 3 o'clock, my time, and we had to reschedule Dr. O, Captain Gotti, which I'm very sad that we had to reschedule her. But we will be getting Captain Gotti in October. And also I want to let people know that we will have Zaki Zeman and Brad Maul on here September 13th. So we have that to look forward to, too. And if anyone asked me if I'd seen any soaps this week, the answer is no. I've only saw The Ace and the Coulson Renew. And I just want to say, for all the haters of Coulson fans who's been hating on my cover all week, they can have as many renews as they want. If we have to sit and see Franco and Liz, you know, get married in the jail cell and have a big party, you guys can sit and watch a very passionate, very loving couple who's been through everything for 20 years, who has a baby coming, for crap's sake. And they love each other, and this is a 20-year history couple. And do not say that Carlson are not a core part of Zenner Hospital. Do not sit there and tell me on Twitter that Sonny and Carly are not co-characters. Oh, they haven't been on long enough. Do not sit there and tell me that, because that doesn't fly anymore. Right, Maggie?
Right, absolutely, positively. They're,
I haven't
they're
seen the Valve Renew yet.
No?
I mean,
the family members are like the fabric. They're always, you know, they should be shown. Like today, the daughter, what's her name? I can't think of her name right now. The one that was going to be raped by Xander, what's her name? Christina, I'm sorry. You want to see
Xander
like that. You know?
And if I'm showing you house people, is because you do not attack Carlson and think you're going to get away with it, because I have my own radio show, people, and I can say whatever the hell I want. And if you attack my own family, my own couple, I'm fighting back. You know, and they, Sam, you know, are probably going to be married next. So, you know, just sit on tight, relax. You guys are probably going to get your little mirrors next, which is wonderful. But do not tell me my cupboard is not worth a hill of beans, because they bring the Ace the rating. They bring the No Hospital the rating. With Steve Burton and Kelly Monaco and Laura White and Monique Spinal, the foursome bring in the rating. So just, if you're going to hate on Twitter, remind my Twitter is daytime6976. So, yeah, come on, bring it on. Bring it on, and I will show you how long you are. yes, and
they weren't on today.
I want to say this because our little mediator Maggie is back, yay. But I just
want to
say the Christian reveal was dramatic and funny and scary all in one. But I do not give Ron Colabelli this damn credit. I give the actors this credit. I do not give Ron a credit for anything. I mean, Ron doesn't deserve a credit for anything right now. And, you know, come on, bringing back Vivian Anime, you know, back from the dead. Is that all you can write? Is that all you can think of? Back from the dead? storylines of people in masks. Oh my God, you're copying everything you wrote at General Hospital. Oh my God, but you're a really good writer and you won the Emmy for what? Maggie, calm me down, please.
Calm down, take a breath. It's all going to get better. Yeah, they'll be fine. Phyllis is Lila Phyllis and Brianna, Michelle Sanford. She's really, you got to
she's doing a great job.
She is
okay,
comedy
fine.
And beautiful. And everything.
Only because my mom, my second mother, tells me to calm down, I will calm down. But Maggie, will you please tell someone on the phone that we will never like Zach? Oh, Ava.
Oh, God.
Okay. And, okay, I'm liking Franco a little because
yeah.
he saved Cameron. But
exactly.
that doesn't mean I'm loving the guy. It just means he did a very good deed. I am not going to say that everything he did to Michael and Sam and Carly goes away. And Sonny, there's no way. But I like Franco a little. But I will never like Valentine. I will never like Zach. My love for Ava is like my love for Donald Trump. David, stop dreaming because it's never going to happen. But Ava saved the whole Poor Sorrows from going down. I still would not like the biz. You know?
I call Charlie.
Someone thinks, Zeno Hospital on Monday, but the other three soaps, I believe, is on Monday, I believe that, and, yeah, thankfully, the Bold and Beautiful Young Woman will be brand new episode of the regular time. NBC will be airing a brand new episode of Days of Our Life on Thursday. I don't get what I think NBC Soaps and Dev doesn't know how to write their stuff. But it's Labor Day weekend. And so, what is everyone doing for Labor Day weekend?
Okay, I'm doing nothing. Depend on the storm. Yeah, but we hit that the weekend, so. But that's all my big
thing. Okay, David, Maggie and I are seriously praying for you.
Definitely.
You know, we are. And, you know, if you need to text us, or anything, you know, through the storm, if you get freaked out, we are totally here for you.
Definitely. Thank
you.
I pray it's
pouring down rain down here. It's pouring down rain down here now. It comes here.
This is a crazy little family, so we are always here for each other. And I was somewhere in my head, Bobby. Is that true? Does anyone know that?
What's that?
And the hurricane might hit Bobby a little.
Kind of too far up. No.
Yeah.
We don't go that far.
Too far up.
Okay.
Might get just a little bit.
Well, my uncle that lives in Florida, they said we'll heed that it will be a category. One right now, we'll heed that. Also, you know, and Mar-a-Lago, you know, gets destroyed. Whoops. Oh, I don't want you to get destroyed, David. I will miss you, so I don't want you to get destroyed.
No, Mar-a-Lago
to get destroyed.
It was from me.
Okay,
and
so that's
the problem with about.
And we must pay our condolences before I forget.
Mm.
Valerie Hopper passed away today.
What?
And
yeah.
I was so
and,
when I
read
it,
wow.
I was crying. I really thought she was gonna, you know, be dead, but you know, we lost her, and I just feel so bad for her family. Mm-hmm. And
she just had a birthday.
I am sorry you lost your TV mom. You know, I've been trying to get hold of them and pay my condolences. So, and mm-hmm. also, is there anything you guys want to say before the show? And because this, you know, a quick show tonight, yeah.
I got a
good
question.
Good job. I'm glad to have Maggie back. Miss you, Maggie.
I'm trying to.
I
have a quick question.
What?
Yeah.
What? okay, I call him Charlie. Okay, but he's not really Charlie. And Funnel Hospital. Is William Barry staying on the show? He's not going with her, is he?
Hope so.
Oh.
Is he really moving to Manhattan? I mean, on the show? Because he's changed his whole character, and I really, really like him now.
See, Cardi, we not. Yeah, I'm the only one. I like Julia. Cardi don't like him.
Mm-hmm. Jax, I
don't
really
like
him. Can't stand.
And, I have all week of the 8th to watch since then Mondays because I have watched the renewal. And I just want to congratulate our Hawks last night for beating the Raiders. I just, and even though it's preseason, I just want to say congratulations to my team and congratulations to the Seahawks that are going to the Super Bowl. I know that's premature, and we'll be back on Tuesday with Molly. So we will have a little break this week until Thursday, and yes, we totally missed Bobby tonight, but he told me. Like Diana said, he went on a date. So, you know, that's where he is tonight, people. I know, but, how is Chicago doing?
How should I do? Well, we were winning last night until we lost. But
I'm sorry.
I thought
I thought in the Hawks win, that means, you know.
Yeah, usually this last year, but they would have won it. It was just a beginning.
But we got
a good kicker this time.
Well, everyone, hang on tight. We are praying for Florida.
That's
well,
right.
We are praying for David in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you.
Have a great weekend, everyone. And I'm sleeping in. And I'm catching up on my shows before my TiVo grounds me because I'm at 99%. And
uh-oh.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Mm-hmm. You too. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye, Kai. Bye, Maggie.
Bye.
Love you both.
Okay.
Bye.
Later.
Later, David. God bless.
Later.
Bye.
Later, guys.
Later.